Hey, man, I don't think we should be out here on the farm so late. Can't the goats and sheep wait to be taken care of, like, till tomorrow?
Normally, yes. But, you know, that thing has been lurking around town lately.
Okay, well, let's just hurry. It's cold and I'm scared of the dark.
Okay, let's just get the animals put in the... Oh, no.
Oh, man, it's the...
Chupacabra!
You! What's good, my guys? Just thought I'd drop in on my favorite bras. Maybe see if you dudes had anything I could nosh on.
Please, bro. Don't eat our goats.
Yeah, man. Please, spare the little cuties.
Ew. That's way harsh, my dogs. What kind of mythical urban legend do you take me for? I need something much less gnarly than barn animals.
Bro, then we got just the thing for you.
Yeah, man. Why don't you check out Tigre Burritos?
Tigre Burritos? Nice. Like, what kind of grindage would I be partaking in?
Well, they offer breakfast burrito combinations that include sausage, chorizo, potato, and egg.
And they offer lunch burritos that include beef and chicken fajitas, barbacoa, carne guisada, chile verde, and more.
And if you're feeling something other than a burrito, they also serve quesadillas and menudo.
Dude, that's wicked perfect for when the chupacabra had too many cervezas the night before and wakes up feeling all goose and whatnot.
Okay.
Well, Tigre Burritos is open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they're located at 720 Highway 62 in Wolford, Texas.
Yeah, go terrorize them instead of us.
Ah, I'm so stoked to stuff my pie hole with delish comida. I always thought you guys were some kind of posers, but you're really some OGs for hipping me to Tigre Burritos. I'm going to go and pick up my Betty right now and cruise on down there. Thanks, Broseph.
No problem, Chupacabra. Shaka.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
John Eric. Media.
Okay. Here we go.
All you ladies, pull your chi-chis out. This is the JP Lopez Show. Also, if you're a transgender, pull your pecker out. This is the JP Lopez Show.
What is up? Thank you for tuning back into the JP Lopez Show. Before we start the podcast, I want to say a shout out to Gilbert's Auto Supply. You remember Gilbert's Auto Supply was on the back of every fucking Little League team?
Yeah. Hey, what was the one behind the Bad News Bears jersey? It was a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember either.
I ain't seen that movie in forever.
You can put it into your little playlist of stuff that you watch.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of playlists, are y'all watching any shows right now?
Gen V. Gen V.
Gen V.
Yeah.
What?
It's a spinoff from The Boys.
Oh yeah, I've been wanting to see that.
But I watched The Boys. And then recently, Invincible. So, Omni-Man. I'm getting nerd. But comic guy like Superman, but he gives no shit to no fucks, and he'll smash your face.
Did The Boys, is it done?
No, they got a fourth season coming. Oh, okay. But Gen V is to hold you over till The Boys comes out.
I like that show.
Dude, it's bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching Sneaky Pete on Amazon. It's pretty good, actually.
Sneaky Pete.
Yeah,
I think I've heard of that one too.
They're he's like a scam artist or whatever, and he's started scamming a family that he got all the information from when they were in prison from his cellie.
Yeah,
And so he goes to scam the family, but then he ends up like liking the family.
Oh shit!
So now they're running scams together.
It's I can't remember that actor's name. Yeah.
Something Giuliani or Jimmy something. Yeah.
I've seen the preview in that.
Yeah. It's really good. So the first two seasons is kind of quirky, like it's kind of comedy, quirky, pretty good acting. But the third season is pure drama. Like There's no quirkiness whatsoever. Like they're
getting after it.
Yeah. They're getting after it. And I was like, and after about the second or third episode, I was like, oh, these people are like, this is serious now. Like, this isn't like some little bullshit. This is like, we're killing people now.
Yeah.
Oh,
sweet. We ain't doing scams for money. You watch anything, bro?
Kid Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh yeah, you told me that that's your shit.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. Of course.
The Gordon Ramsay yeah. shit.
The what's that guy's name? The one that does Bar Rescue.
Yeah,
John Stafford.
Taffer.
Oh, yeah. Taffer.
Yeah,
yeah. I've seen a whole bunch of his.
We used to watch the shit out of Bar Rescue.
Dude, we used to watch the shit out of the Travel Channel. Remember? Yeah. But we watch Amber Andrew Zimmer, and then
remember Anthony, Man versus Food,
Man versus Food, Anthony Bourdain, all of them, and those were the top shows. Like there wasn't anything worth watching on TV except for them.
CNN owned Travel, right?
Probably.
I think so.
Now it's just a ghost show. A ghost,
all TV sucks, bro.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like if you watch TV. Bravo's playing that yacht show all fucking day. MTV's playing ridiculous all fucking day. Like each channel is one show all fucking day. Yeah. I watched the Squid Games Challenge.
Do you like that?
Bro, that's a dumbass concept of a show. And so I watched the Squid Games.
Right.
And I liked it, you know? So then this challenge came out. It got me fucking hooked, bro.
Did it?
Like, I was telling Lita, I was like so invested in the show. Like, first, like after the first episode, I was just like, "Oh shit!" Like, it's for real money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, we're like $4 million, right?
$4.5 million.
Fuck, man,
dude. And you know how much cutthroat shit is going on immediately?
That little
like,
Asian lady.
The
what episode are you? Have you seen
I
them all?
Finished it. But I don't want to ruin it for people that hadn't seen it. Yeah. But
I hadn't seen it, but I'll still fuck it. Let's go.
But it's badass, yeah, is it not?
She's
is it?
A savage.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I watched Squid Games and I like that one. Yeah. Like we binged it. Like everybody binged it.
Well, I think you'll probably binge watch like the challenge, yeah. Man. Okay. Because it's real.
It's real money. I mean, it's real show. Don't think
you don't really
dying.
Die.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They pretend they do.
Well, yeah, because I heard that. I heard that they're like, well, act like you died, or like they kind of want them to.
But. So in Squid Games, it's obviously a scripted show.
Right.
But then this challenge, it kind of makes you think about when you watch Squid Games, you'd be like, well, I would have done it differently. Well, they do it differently. And you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. Anyways, I've been watching that. I've been looking for new shows and I can't find nothing.
Well, like I told you out there, I said I watch the same shit. Yeah. But it's just so that I have noise in the background.
Yeah, it's all white noise.
Yeah.
So you can scroll through social
media. And every
media.
Now and then I'll be like, wait, I haven't heard this, I heard that.
I watched Special Ops Lioness. That's a part of the Yellowstone dude.
Oh, okay.
And that's on Paramount Plus. That's pretty damn good.
Special Ops.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Reacher to come out.
That I just saw the trailer that, preview.
That comes out today, I think. Or sometime this week.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't have Paramount Plus. That's the only one that I don't have.
Yeah, they probably got 8 series on there that is worth watching.
That are worth it?
Yeah.
I don't have it for Paw Patrol.
I don't even know what that is.
Someone has a fire truck hat and shit.
It's me.
Oh shit! Someone's here.
before I left, Alex was like, "Is Taylor Swift at the game?" I said, "I don't know." She goes, "Are you not watching the game?" I said, "Yeah." I said,
"I'm watching the game."
And then it was like, "Well, I heard Taylor Swift is going to be there." I said, "Probably." I said, "You know, Taylor Swift never pops up on my algorithm." I said, "I don't ever know what she's doing."
Lita got mad at me because before we left, they showed her, right? And she's with Pat Mahomes' dad. I was like, you know, Pat's dad dicked her down.
Yeah, I got that little white girl. Just like your mama.
I don't know what the hype is about. She wasn't shit.
Is she gonna be writing a song about me though?
It's true. She liked pro ball players. Yeah.
Her next single, she'll learn today.
She got all mad like if I was talking about her girlfriend. Like, calm down.
Her girlfriend.
Oh, nice. Calm the fuck down.
I need that guy to quit catching footballs.
You're still on this whole fucking...
Nah, man. That's for money. Oh, like damn. The Squid Game.
For the life of me, man, I just can't... It's not that bad now, but I can't watch football with a fantasy player.
No.
Like, dude, it's so annoying, man. Like, no, that's not my... Throw it to... No, that's not... Not oh, shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm not into that. Fantasy football.
I got into it real early before it was like real popular. Mm-hmm. And I guess I burnt out on it because then it got real big and I was like, I'm done with that shit.
Yeah, I'm like Ramos. I watch one game, don't ask me about anything. I'll talk to you a little bit, you know, and I have my own little quick analogies. But work has actually got me fucked up because now I care about the games because all the shit everybody talks about each other at work for the team that you go for. And I'm like, look at that. Look at that. Shit. Hell yeah.
Dude, that's a badass. Just threw a fucking lateral. Yeah.
It's probably coming back.
Yeah.
Though.
It's holding.
For those of you listening, Kelsey just lateraled the pass. I'm sure you'll know what we're talking about on Wednesday.
And this is my team, so. But yeah.
This is your team that you watch one time a year?
I watch them all year. This is the only team I watch. But normally, hey, they won the Super Bowl. Okay, cool. I won. I cheer. I run out the window. I scream. And I walk inside. And then it's over for me. And I don't care.
How is it offsides on the offense? Oh, he was lined up.
They're like Love Kai.
And he's the one that caught like the ball, Ted. Too?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Kelsey?
Oh, no. Never mind. That's Tony.
Ooh.
Anywho.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this real quick. We talked about on the show previously, I can't remember what show it was, but we were saying how R&B music is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss R&B music?
No, because I play it every Friday at work.
So you like the old shit still keeps you?
Yeah, I keep going.
Oh, man, you got to listen to all the old stuff every single day.
Of course, but like what I'm saying is like you don't like...
Oh, but do I miss because they don't have it now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
what do you like kids up and coming kids like your kids that are grown now? What the fuck do they have sex to?
To their hands.
To the hands on your knees.
They
hands on your knees.
Well, they
shake
that
ass for me.
Like if a guy's having sex, it's because the chick made the move. It's not like how back in the day we had a fucking fight for every little inch that we can get.
Come on, girl.
Back then it was Squid Games. Back then it was Squid Games for the date.
Yep.
It's the first date. I got to get to second base.
Well, you have older boys.
Mm-hmm.
Your oldest, I'm sure he made the first move. He had to have, right?
Yeah, he says he did. He's coming out now in the sense that he says that he's kissed these girls at this school, and then, you know, he kissed girls here, then he kissed girls there, and then, you know, he was making out with girls. One of his big stories is that he sucked titties in the auditorium at Love Kai.
Him too?
the guy that I was talking about, she makes me want to put my cuero back, he told me that he fucked someone in the auditorium when he was in Love Kai.
I think it's just like a schedule.
I guess I missed out on that. I didn't really go to the auditorium much. No, I guess.
Well, that was where you sneak into the auditorium because there's nobody in there.
The pheromones.
I think that was asbestos.
That was black mold, man. It made you horny.
And there was mushrooms the black growing on the walls.
It's a combination of black mold and lead paint.
It reminded you of when you jerk off in the shower. You're like, oh, it's the same scent.
Oh, shit.
Fucking shout out to the Lubbock Auditorium.
It's also haunted in there.
For real?
Yeah.
I heard the bell tower at Lubbock High was haunted. I never knew.
I think it's in the same spot.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, fuck. So,
hold on. We were doing it and seeing ghosts at the same time?
The bell tower went from the first floor all the way through the third?
No, well, you have to go
There's a spiral staircase, just, right?
Yeah, you have to go up.
I think
it was behind the auditorium, was it, or was it in front of it? There was
it was the front, right?
And then it went up. That's how you got into the tower from the
Because you walk in through the front off 19th.
Okay.
And then there was a little spot where you can go up
the
door. So I heard.
Yeah, I've also heard.
So we are all boys. We're men, but we're boys, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, why do we hold more room in our mom's heart more than the daughters?
Because women are jealous of each other.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You think that the mom is jealous of her own daughter?
Mm-hmm. Or the daughter might be jealous of mom.
I never heard that theory. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm lost.
Your mom didn't treat you
better than my sisters?
More loving, not better, but more loving than your sisters?
Okay, I see that. Like I said, yeah, probably because I was the first boy. I was the first grandson. And I beat my cousin out by like 2 or 3 months. And I was more spoiled than him. But
by your grandparents?
By my grandparents and my parents. Yeah.
But it went both ways, right? Like the dad would have more easier on his daughters than he would be his son.
Oh, that's for sure. But I'm talking about like the mom in general, especially like, because you could say, oh, well, that's like a Hispanic mom or that's like a black. That's all moms, in my opinion. Like, the boy holds more room in the heart than the daughter. You don't feel that way?
Well, I feel that way. I just don't know why.
It's lucky. I mean, you're right. You daughter's of daddy's girl, mama's boy. But it's fucking weird because I would tell my mom everything growing up. And it was not like I thought like I was either going to get in trouble or she would judge me or nothing. And I'd be damned if I told my dad a quarter of whatever I told my mom growing up. Well,
I see that now because I say that with my wife and my kids. They're closer to her and they'll tell everything to her. And
but Jalen hopes
you,
it's not just the boys.
Nah, she'll give me a minute. She tells you first and then she has to get the approval that is like, hey, do you think dad will have a have a fit or get mad? And I'm like, half the time I already know anyways. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like dad knows already before anything ever happened or found out.
What do you mean by that though? Like, cause you're in their business or?
No, because I have a sixth sense about some shit. Like sometimes I'm like, hey, this motherfucker's doing some shit. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And I just, you know, and I'm like waiting for them to come out and I'm like, yeah, I already knew, or I knew something was up. So you just kind of had to, you just had to tell me. And it confirmed me.
Yes.
Or it confirmed to me that what you were thinking or what you were saying. So I was like.
You had the intuition of it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But my kids, I made them nervous and scared. And all I ever wanted them to do was, hey, try your best, do your best, you know, go out there, win. If you don't win, that's okay. But if you lose, let's figure out why you lost. You know what I mean? Because you can't win everything. You're not going to win everything, you know, but we're going to celebrate the successes. And we're going to learn from our losses. I mean, but that's life. You know, that's the life of a coach.
And that's what I think that now, well, I don't even know about now because I don't know. I don't know any. I don't have friends with little kids no more.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, excuse me, like Little League soccer and all that, like T-ball, they didn't keep score. And I'm like, you're doing the kids a disservice because you're not teaching them how to win and you're not teaching them how to lose.
Yes.
And then everyone gets a trophy bullshit.
Yeah, so you're teaching them how to participate, in which that's what they do at work. They do just participation and not do more.
And then they want the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
They want to
Or the paycheck. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The trophy is the higher job, the high pay just for participating. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here.
No, that don't work.
Yeah.
And the guys that I work with 100% agree. the people that are out there doing more work are getting more work, expected to do more work for the same damn pay. Mm-hmm. And when you don't do the extra work or you're not there, they're like, you're not a team player. I'm like, hey, what about that motherfucker that's calling in every day or every other day or, you know.
But we're doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Like, it really is. But what if, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like, to put it into words, but I think you're right. Like, they're just teaching them to participate into fucking being just a worker and then expecting the trophy at the end. But
and I know you've talked about it or said it before, where it's like, why is it that us as generation, you know, joke about stuff that gets us canceled, blah, 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 whatever, all that other stuff. But our kids are somehow coming out weaker than we are.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, that doesn't make any sense to me. And, but the good times, bad times, you know, all that other stuff, you know, I just don't get it. Like, that 1% that cried about, hey, your kid has to have everything and no troubles, no issues. Like, I know, and I've had it, I think we were drunk, but we were talking about it, but like anxiety issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that, you know, depression. I know what that is, but for me, I didn't have time for that shit. Like, I was sad, but I had to get to work. Mm-hmm. I was anxious, but that's just nerves, and it was just nervous to me. Mm-hmm. So
it was something you had to shake off.
Yeah, you just shook. You, what do they say? It's like, I like the stupid memes, or it's like, you know, man, how are you able to handle all this stuff? And it's like, you put it in a ball and you shove it down your throat and you just dig it deeper, 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 deeper down in your chest and you don't say a fucking thing about it because you got shit that you got to do and you got to, you know, handle. So, I mean, you know.
And one day when you're in the backyard cracking a beer, it'll hit you. You'll just start crying for no fucking reason.
Or that ulcer or that fucking heartburn or whatever it is. You know, when that starts to bleed.
Just
that
one day
like,
when
hey.
Your wife forgets to close that microwave door and you're like, fuck! Where did this come from? Fucking 30 years of trauma.
Yeah. You know, and my kid... my middle son today, that he has his birthday today. Shout out Jacob, happy birthday!
Happy
Love
birthday.
You, dude. He had a seizure when he was four, three. Okay, so he was five, and the story still gets me. Like, even now, turning 22, got home, yelled at the kids. They need to clean the room. They're all sharing the room. They're all cleaning together, and then Jordan comes in and he's like, "Dad, something's wrong with Jacob." And I was like, "What do you mean something's wrong with Jacob?" So I go over there. I'm kind of frustrated and mad. So I go in there, and he had wet himself, and he was sitting on the bed. And I was like, "Dude, what's wrong?" And he just kind of looked at me, and he was like, "Hey." He just kind of shook his head, yes. And I was like, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "Yes." And I was like, "Okay, what I asked him the first time to the second, to the third, to the fourth questions, his answer was yes, and it didn't add up." And I was like, and I said, "Babe, take him a shower." I was in the medical field, so I called one of my friends that was a PA. He worked with a neurosurgeon, so they kind of had some understanding. So I'm like, "Hey, this is what's going on. This is going on with my kid, and blah, blah, blah." Well, as he's out, my wife brings him to me, drying him off. Well, he has another seizure.
Damn.
In my hands, in my arms. And I'm like, "Dude, he's having another seizure." He says, "Hey, come to the ER. We'll meet you in the ER." I said, "All right." Pack him up, drive up there. Well, I'm driving. She's in the back with Mijo. And then we get there, and I said, "Go park the car." Well, he's responsive, and he's up, and, you know, he's okay. He's just lost. Well, I walk into the ER, and in my arms, he goes limp. Like I thought he died in my arms. And so from that moment... when I walked in, the nurse was like, "Are you all right, sir?" And I just, one of the weakest moments of my life, like, I lifted up my arms to them with my kid, and I was just like, "Help." They grabbed him, took him to the back, and shit, it's 22 years, you know? Or he's 22 years old, and it still hits me like that, like it was yesterday. But, So we do the register, we go back there, and, you know, they let me go back there, and they're doing all kinds of blood draws, tests. They're even doing a spinal tap, and, you know, but, you know, when it's all said and done, they do monitoring and blah, 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 2-3 weeks, or maybe a week. A week in the hospital, and then 2 weeks of recovering. They just kind of track it up to, like, we really don't know what it is, but we're going to call it congenital epilepsy, which just means you're born with
epilepsy.
So I'm like, okay, what do we need to do? They're like, well, we're going to give them some medicine. I was like, this is the smallest dose. This is the weakest dose. He's 5 years old. Well, I was like, he's got to take it as a pill because they don't give it any other way. So I'm like, okay. He's five. I can barely swallow a pill, and I'm 23.
And you expect him to
swallow it. You expect him to do it. They're like, well, you can give it to him in pudding and blah, blah, blah. So he didn't like that. So he, at 5 years old, he learned how to swallow a fucking pill. 2 years medicine or 1 year? So 1 full year, he takes his medication. Jacob, at 5 days or 5 years up to that day, he was smiley. He was, you know, out there, you know, he was just a fun little kid. He was the middle kid, but he was quiet. There was like the iconic middle kid that was just quiet and chill, but he was fun. Not to say that he's not fun now, but after that year of medication, his personality changed. So I don't know if it's the epilepsy, the seizure, the medication, but we tell our kids, hey, you got to take this medication. We take medication. We take all this stuff, you know, and I know there's the big controversy of the COVID shot, and, you know, but like for me, holding my kid who I thought was dead or dying in my arms, my best thing that I had to do for him was put him or give him that medication to save his life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or at least to make him better, because I didn't want that. And selfishly, I didn't want that moment to happen again. So now he has these little tics where it's like, you know, certain noises. He gets stimulation.
Overstimulated?
Yeah, but like the noises fuck, I don't know. But he's like, I can't handle it. Or this a repetitive noise. I can't handle it.
Like when it's too loud or something?
Too loud. Yeah. Where like, and it's like he hears everything. He's like, because they were... he was on a date, and him and his girl, and he was like, I heard the music, I heard the coins, I heard the kids, I heard the bowling, I heard, like, he heard everything, and he was like, hey, I've got to take a minute, and I've got to go outside. And that's kind of a form of autism, right?
Oh, wow.
You know, but I've never diagnosed him that way. Mm-hmm. I know he has anxiety, you know, so I know, and when I say I don't understand it, I'm like, I'm not sensitive to it. But I want to understand it. So when I hear somebody has, hey, this is what I have, this is what I have, I'm like, okay, well, teach me and tell me, because I do want to be sensitive to you. So that way when I go home, I can tell my kid, hey, and there's times I'm like, okay, hear me out. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you a question. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to understand. And I give him the scenario, and then he tells me how he feels. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
I used to have real bad anxiety, dude.
Yeah.
And it was bad. And I didn't understand it, like why or how. It would happen. It would just happen at the most random times. I have anxiety so bad that I would go to the emergency room because I was legit thinking I was about to have a heart attack.
Really?
Like it was, and I'm smarter than that, but yeah. It fooled me into thinking like, hey, you're about to die.
No shit.
It was that bad. But I changed my diet. I went to a keto diet, cut sugar like completely out of my diet, and then... I don't know, maybe about 2 months of keto, my fucking anxiety left.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's gone. This was years ago when I did keto, like, the very first time, and it was gone.
So chemically, maybe an imbalance or an overload of something.
All I know is I cut sugar out of my diet, bro, yeah. And it fucking left. Mm. It was gone.
I know that if I, let's just say I just had a super unhealthy weekend, eating pizza, hamburgers, drinking fried chicken, whatever. Every moment of the entire weekend, I can't sleep. I'm having like weird, like almost nightmare dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll be like, what the hell did I dream of last night? didn't think twice about it. But every time I did that, then I would have those dreams.
Like, you're constantly waking up?
Like, waking up, but you're thinking of, like, there's this bad scenario. And then my night, because I don't have sci-fi dreams. Like, I have realistic dreams. Mm-hmm. So my nightmare would be...
Like, it feels real.
It is. It's real. And I go into, like, let's just say I go to a convenience store and then someone's trying to rob it and they're shooting and stuff. Then that's a nightmare to me, right?
Well, because it's real and it could happen.
It could happen, but it wasn't like, oh, there was the fucking kooky monster came out from underneath the bed, right?
Yeah.
La Llorona is out there, Freddy Krueger somewhere. No, it's none of that.
There was a lady that drowned her kids.
That is real. And so
you chalk that up to your diet?
And I chalk it up to not eating what you're supposed to be eating.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's where nightmares come around. So then you mentioned that you quit doing sugar. Well, you just cleaned up your diet. You cleaned up your mind also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe that because it happened. But going back to what you said, I this is a hard conversation that I had with my wife a long time ago, but I strongly believe that medicines speed up the process on your death.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because all my grandpa was sick, but all he had was Parkinson's. And it was like, oh, we got this new medicine and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, well, let's try this medicine. Dude, it Parkinson's took him quick, like 2-3 years.
Okay, to that. But do you think it's only in America? Because the FDA approved certain medications, and then there's medications or treatments that you can hear on, you know, the internet or TikTok, whatever, whether it's real or not. I would give, like, if they said, hey, you have cancer tomorrow, I wouldn't want to go to an American doctor. I would try to find stuff that they're treating outside of America, because either they're willing to experiment a little bit more, or they're actually having real success on treating and curing what's wrong with you versus keeping you sick, keeping you feeling like shit.
Like I always say, there's no money in a cure.
Right.
Just
in the medicine, but in the treatment.
But pharma is big like that in America, you know, and I'm sure it's like that in, you know, other places, but...
Well, I saw a thing that, like, certain foods aren't allowed in other countries, but they're allowed here. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, they're banned, like, the stuff that they put in the food.
Yeah, like red dye or red dye 3 and 40, and then they're like and some yellow shit, and
in other places, but here...
Yeah, like the Skittles.
Yeah.
You know, and then we like look at California like, oh, they're just foo-foo because you can't eat a Skittle. And it's like, you know, the rainbow's already kicking over there. But, you know.
They draw the line on certain things when they should be focusing on something else too.
Right.
So I think everything is curable. I think cancer's curable. And I think that it's all curable just by your diet.
Yeah.
Because... if you want to, like, really look into it, there's a guy named Dr. Sebi, S-E-B-I. Okay. This dude cured herpes, bro. Like, he cured everything through diet. Mm-hmm. And he was in Honduras. And then word was getting out to him. Celebrities were going to him to get all their shit cured. And then mysteriously... this dude was an advocate about being healthy and having a healthy diet. Well, he gets sick and then he dies in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was showing people the way, bro. And they were like, nah, he's got to go.
It's like the gas engine or the water engine.
Yeah.
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 You know, that or. Dude,
yeah. Yeah, there's, exactly.
There's a guy that was pulling water out of the air in, like, you know, places where they don't have clean, fresh water. So he had these, it looks like the containers, the shipping containers, like a big block like that. And it just pulled water out of the air, and they had a little spout, and you open up the spout, and these people would come in and get water, and somebody came in, vandalized it, you know, but they're like, the degree of vandalism is not, like, they precisely destroyed the technology to where you can't work it, you can't fix it again.
Well, that's like Tesla with free energy.
Yeah.
Tesla did the same shit.
Yeah.
He made energy out of the frequency in the air, made energy out of it, and it was free to everybody, and then they killed him, and then they destroyed everything, all of his...
Yeah, it's like the technology was there, but how do you not...
And then Einstein takes credit for everything that he created.
And you were telling me like he was a pedophile drunk, right? Mm-hmm. Or somebody was saying that.
We're not an Einstein. What was the other guy? The light guy.
Thomas Edison.
Oh, Thomas Edison.
Edison. Yeah. Edison didn't invent shit. Tesla did.
Tesla
invented everything.
Yeah, he was working for him. He's the one that created everything, and he took credit for everything.
Edison had
I agree with that though. If my guys were
paying
shit, I.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
something I built
it. Yeah. Hey, I hired them. That's my guy. They're an extension of me.
Hey, guys, come see what I did.
Yeah.
I was in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. That was mine. Yeah.
Technically, it wouldn't have been done without you, you did. Yeah, yeah.
While he was eating white rice with fried bananas on top of it.
Delicious. Yeah.
So yeah, that going back to what I was saying when I had the hard conversation with my wife, I told her, I was like, if I ever get diagnosed with cancer, I am not doing like your typical bullshit with chemo and radiation. I'm gonna figure out a way to fucking do it like what's the word?
Organically.
Heliopathic. Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that I've had a pulmonary embolism, heart attack. I have a clotting disorder and stuff like that. I used to take like 15 prescriptions, man. I was always sick.
Damn.
Really bad. And then I was just like, man, I'm tired. All the side effects were worse than what I had.
Than what you had? Yeah.
So I just stopped taking them all by myself. And they would take me to get my blood work done. And they'd be like, are you taking it all? I'm like, yeah, I'm taking it all. The blood pressure, medicine. But I wasn't taking it.
You weren't?
I stopped taking everything. They kept giving me the same results. But like, everything looks good. Everything's fine. Because, you know. I stopped drinking. I stopped eating crazy. Stopped doing all that.
You cleaned your diet.
Yeah, and everything started. It wasn't the greatest results I had, but they were better than what I was having when I was taking the medicine. So I just stopped taking all the blood thinners, which I know the doctors say, don't just take yourself off. Let us know. But
yeah.
Every time I would tell them I was taking myself off, they would be like, no, you can't do that. Yeah. You got to do this. You got to do this. And they kept upping my dose, but I was like, I feel like shit. I'm always fucking sick. I felt like Norm when I went to the hospital. As soon as I walked in, they already knew who I was.
Okay.
Found someone and started doing all my shit. You know the room, you know the way. I'm already putting the fucking shit on myself.
He's already prescribing himself.
He's like, hold on.
They're like, here's your cranberry juice right here. You know we need a urine sample, right?
I need the IV.
I bought my own cup.
I already filled it up. Here you go. I needed to pee before I came. Oh, thank you. That was so
good. For real, but I stopped, and then now I don't take anything.
It's funny that you say that because there was a point in my mom's life not too long ago where she absolutely hated going to the doctor, bro. Because she said, every time I go to the doctor, I come back with a new prescription, a new medicine. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, her kidney started failing. And she would go back to the doctor and, well, your levels are going down. Let's get you this medicine. And then they go back. Your levels are going even lower. Let's get you this medicine. So she finally got real sick, went to the hospital, and it was her kidney doctor was like, these combinations of this medicine that your doctor's prescribing you is making your kidney fail. Mm-hmm. And she stopped it, and then her kidney went back up. Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're hitting home because this year that's what happened to my mother-in-law. We almost lost her because she had a stomach bug and said, hey, I don't feel good. I need this. Okay, they give her stuff. And they're like, okay, well, you know what? Here's a pain med. They give her pain because she still had some pain. And they give her the pain med. And she's like, I still don't feel good. So they take her to the emergency room because she fell, right? She gets a bruise on her face. And she had some other surgery stuff. So she had to check that stuff out. And she gets that checked out. She's sitting in the bed. And we're like, okay, it's Sunday night. She walked in. We're good. Come Monday, Tuesday morning, they're calling us saying that they had to intubate her.
God dang.
Because her kidneys are failing and this and this and this and this. Well, then two, three, you know, and I'm asking all these questions, you know, I mean, that's mother-in-law, but, you know, it's still mom. But, like, yeah. I was the one that, you know, I don't want my wife to have to deal with that. I don't want her brother to have to deal with that. I don't want, her stepdad to have to have that clinical mind and be logical. So I've been in the medical before field, so I have that compartment where I can jump into that side and talk that way. And so I'm asking all these questions. The doc's like, oh, that's a good question. He's like, I don't know. We're going to figure it out. So one of the guys comes back to us and says, hey, we think it was a medicine that we gave her. And it's like, so you induced this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gave her, you know, where she is now. And now her kidneys aren't all the way back. So it's like, I can't tell her not to take that. I can't tell stepdad to tell her not to take that. But same shit. Same fucking shit.
That's
dude.
Bullshit. And to top it all off, go full circle. When I tell you that I believe the medicine killed my grandpa, that's the same doctor that my mom had. Was the same doctor giving my grandpa all this new shit.
And then, and she went to him because that was a familiar. Yeah.
Bro,
name?
You cannot tell. He's retired, thankfully. Thank okay. God he retired. You could not tell my mom he sucked because that's my doctor. He's good. He he asked me all the right questions, and we could not get it in her head that that was a horrible doctor.
That's the old head mentality. Yeah. Like, hey, what did my doctor tell me? Okay, well, my doctor said this. That's what I got to do. Like, and that's because what we were told, or they were told to trust the government, trust your doctor, you know, all this other stuff. So you don't question that. Like, we didn't question them. They didn't question them.
For years, I've been telling, and like I said, thankfully, thank God, he retired. Like, but for years, dude. I don't know if you know a Dr. Alice. It's like, it's not like, it's a weird spelling. Yeah. Because I think he's a Filipino. But, dude, he would prescribe... Like my mom said, she just would hate to shit. Go because every day, every time she went, she'd come home with a new prescription.
Yeah. You know, my mom, one time she called me and was like, hey, I don't feel good. You need to come over here. So I walked in there and, you know, I started asking all the questions. And I checked her blood pressure. It was a little elevated. And I was like, let me see your blood pressure medication. And I looked at it. And I was like, who gave you this? She goes, my doctor. I said, which doctor? My, you know, her PCP or whatever. I said, your PCP shouldn't be giving you blood pressure medication. Right. I go, you need a cardiologist to give you blood pressure medication. I go, so who's your cardiologist? She goes, I don't have one. And I was like, oh, God. All right. So then I did take her to urgent care. I'd given her, they had a backup blood pressure pill that I didn't know what it was. But she goes, I already took that. And I was like, okay. She goes, so if my blood pressure is super elevated, said if I take that, it should be back to normal. Okay. But then she didn't feel good, which later she was having a panic attack because of her blood pressure.
Yeah.
So urgent care went in there. They took her immediately to the back. They're like, sir, we're going to undress her. So you
because her
get
blood
out.
Pressure was that high?
Well, because she came in like my chest hurts.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, okay, I'll do whatever. About 30 minutes later, the nurse comes out. She's like, we're going to release your mother. She's doing fine. She's calmed down. She'll be okay. Blah, 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 on and on and on. And I was like, I said, so that's it? She was like, yeah, no, she's fine. And I was like, well, how much do I owe y'all? She goes, nothing. Just you're good. And I don't know if that was insurance or... Basically, she just walked in there and she was fine.
And she was fine. They didn't give her anything.
I asked the nurse. I was like, "Did you give my mother something?" They're like, "No." He goes, but in the way that you were describing why you were here, I wanted to administer a certain medication, but you told me you already gave it to her. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "So I was going to give that exact same thing. So I just let it kick in, and it worked. So she's free to go." And I was like, all right, mom, let's go nice and calm or whatever. Get her to the house, get her situated, drink water, blah, blah, blah. And I called my sister-in-law and I was like, hey, I just took mom to urgent care. She's fine, blah, blah, blah. She's going to need a cardiologist on Monday. I need to get her checked out like on Monday morning. And she was like, okay. And so she got it all set up or whatever. And they changed her blood pressure medication. They told her, I don't know why you were taking this. And I was like,
that's fucked up.
So you also have to know like who to go to. What I've noticed, and I've gone with my mom to doctor's appointments, my tia, who she's from Mexico, but went to school starting kindergarten all the way through. So she's an American person. But they still treat her like she's from Mexico when she goes to the doctor. And so she's telling me these stories, and I'm like, you walk in, Mexican lady, Mexico, and the doctor does not give a rat's ass that you're there. Like,
damn, for real?
They try to speed it up. Let's get your ass out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to talk to you, like, not tell you anything, not explain anything.
She needs to go to another fucking doctor.
Because they're expecting you to not understand them anyways. And so when I go, I'm asking 101 questions, and they have to answer my questions. And then they also know that I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, oh, shit. And you know, about 5 years ago, my mother had a procedure, and it was botched. And
not a little bit.
A lot.
Big fucking time.
And I knew it was botched before I even talked to the doctor, because I have other sources, mm-hmm. and I already had all of these specimens like dictated and given to me before the doctor
got them.
So, and just because I know people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to go talk to the doctor, and we're trying to set up our questions to, you know, call them out or whatever, he freaking like, poof, he shuts us off. He goes, that's why I don't like talking to a whole bunch of people all at the same time, because y'all don't know what y'all are talking about, and then y'all get confused and y'all don't know anything. And it was me and my sister-in-law, who at this point had been working at a hospital combined for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at each other, and then I turned around and I looked at the nurse. The nurse, I've known her 10, 15 years. She looks at me, and her mouth is dropped. She's like, and she looks at the surgeon, and she looks back at me. I said, I go, you're all right. And so we let him have that spill, and I was like, I'm about to sue this motherfucker mm-hmm. right here, because what he doesn't know is that I know everything. And so what I knew, he called my mother, procedure on Thursday, Friday. On Tuesday, he calls in a panic. I need you to come back to my doctor's office. We missed something. That's something that he missed. We told him in that room what he missed. Because I knew what he missed.
Son of a bitch.
And then, but we were saying, my mom was like, I don't think he did this right, because I just know. Because what I was in here for is still there.
It's still there, yeah.
That's bullshit, dude.
And so he's still working. I try to sue him. No lawyer wanted to touch the case, because lawyers don't like to sue doctors.
Yeah.
So for any
especially
reason.
Especially in Texas.
Yeah, so for any reason. So you're it has to be blatant, like I took a knife and I slit a throat.
Yeah.
Damn, extreme?
Yes. You're not
or something was actually left in a body cavity that they can actually had to go back for.
So so you'll never going to win a case. And if you do, it's maxed out.
At like $2,500. Or no,
$250 or something. It's like, maxed out.
Yeah.
So
there's only so much you can get. You can't get millions of dollars.
And then you're gonna have to pay your lawyer X amount. They're gonna take everything. So
but the insurance company can sure as shit get their money.
Man, those motherfuckers. But I did write a progress note letter,
mm-hmm.
and he got reprimanded for what he did, didn't have to pay for. Mm-hmm. Some of the procedures.
Yeah.
I would want all the procedure for free.
Oh, I know. Okay. That's what I was thinking too. And so so now his consolation is I'm his Yelp.
Oh, okay.
And people will ask me, and I was like, hey, if you're ever having a surgery, ask me, and I'll let you know if that person is worth the shit.
Okay.
And so
dick enlargement for Paul.
Yeah.
My bad, reduction. It's a reduction.
Well, don't use Dr. Mangle, because he'll mangle your dick.
Oh shit.
I went in here for a fucking mammogram. My dick was gone. On that note, we'll take a break, man.
All right.
Well, it was a long process, but we finally got the generic media studio looking exactly like we wanted.
Yeah, Jonathan, it looks awesome, man.
Eric, dang it, dude, not again.
Yep, here they come.
I'm so sick and tired of that giant lizard and giant ape fighting all the time. They wrecked our studio. Dude, why aren't you upset?
Look, take it easy, though, buddy. I got a trick up my sleeve. Let's call Patriot Paint and Construction.
Patriot Paint and Construction?
Yeah, they service commercial and residential customers, and they specialize in paint, drywall, and all types of remodeling. And best of all, they take no money up front.
Dude, are they a new company or what?
Actually, Jonathan, they've been in business for more than 14 years, and they're actually insured and bonded as well.
Quick, give me their number. I gotta call them over here right now.
Give them a call at 806-544-7199 and let them know that you heard about them on the Generic Media Network.
Yo, Play, where is Dragon Breath Ass Bilal? That sucker's late again. The honeys are getting restless, dog.
I know, kid. He's been mad bugging lately.
Yo, homie. Honestly, I'm tired of waiting on old Dragon Breath Bilal.
I bet. I know just the person.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Kipo.
We need you, bruh. We got a house party and no DJ.
I got y'all, man.
Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. Feels good. Feels good.
Another party saved by none other than DJ Kipo.
Ladies, B-Love's in the house.
Bill Dragon Breath.
You've been replaced, dog.
Who you talking to?
Give DJ Kipo a call for all your party needs. He DJs quinceañeras, graduations, weddings, and all other types of parties. He can be reached at 806-441-0491 or on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
And we're back. Sorry for that first part of the show. My dumbass had someone's mic muted, so the first part is going to sound like he's away from the mic.
He did it remotely.
Yeah, he did it remote.
Called it in.
Fucking A, dude. I can't believe I did that dumb shit, but it is what it is. I reviewed it. It'll work.
Yeah.
But that's apologize good. For it, guys, if y'all fucking hate me for it. Anyways.
He's going to get a terrible Yelp review.
Like, I was going to ask you, how many YouTubes, how close is Thomas from getting the tattoo on him?
Well, it's not that great. I was going to actually try to specify with you and Thomas to see what we were talking about followers, like, as far as, like, is it YouTube or is it Instagram?
Because was YouTube. We're the only two that watch it on YouTube.
So it's YouTube. Yeah, he's pretty safe right now.
Is it really?
Fucking bastard. So he would have been fine with 100? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he got scared.
Yeah, I think at the end he said 100, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how far are we?
He's still pretty safe.
He's pretty safe. Yeah.
Because I just listen on podcasts, but I'll fucking subscribe so I can get them.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know my numbers. I wish I did. But then again, it might be a good thing that I don't know my numbers, because then I'll be fucking, like, gung-ho about my numbers. Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, next week I gotta got more viewers or more listeners.
Or you don't even have any numbers.
Or yeah. Or I'll be sad and like, you only had 10 downloads. Oh, shit.
I had 8 subscribers, now I only have 4.
What the fuck y'all do?
You gotta go back and say, okay, you're not coming back. You're not coming back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so see, I had 150, so I think I got 8.
So you got 8 new ones?
I got 8 new
ones.
Yeah, because
Freddie called me. Was it
200? For what? To get the tattoo. I had 150 total.
Yeah, but how much did he?
And they just told me I got 158, so I got only 8.
No, I think you only had 100, bro. I think you're at 58 right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Right, bro.
He's not here right now anyway, so.
Yeah, Kipo called me like, I don't know, a couple of days after the podcast there, and he's like, hey, man, what are your numbers? And I was like, y'all were serious? Yeah. Like, are y'all really holding this motherfucker accountable?
I'm holding his ass to it, bro. And I'm finding the worst tattoo artist.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I said I was going to get a tattoo artist. I didn't say how good he was going to be.
Hell yeah.
And where did he say he was going to get on his lower back?
Yeah, the tramp stamp.
Yes.
Right above the crack.
Insert here.
So we are about to venture off on my wife's 40th. Actually, by the time this airs, I'll be either in a cenote or on the beach drinking some pina colonics. But my question is, what's harder? the days leading up to the vacation at work or the days returning back from vacation at work?
I say returning.
It's the return, but you know what I do on a return? I don't go to work.
You take a vacation from the vacation.
I need at least one day, but usually I take two.
I was going to ask, what's your vacation from vacation?
Yeah, no, I take 2 days off on the backside of it. And so I have shown up before or like without taking days off, and that shit sucks.
Yeah, it does.
So
it does
always have to take the days off. Leading up, I'm pretty excited, but I can still function at work.
Yeah, me too.
But the backside, that's the bad part.
But was it a good vacation if you come back and you're tired? Because you said you're running ragged.
Yeah.
You know, so you need the extra days when you get back.
I don't ever take them, man. Shout out to my guys, but they're not the very brightest, man. Very good at what they do, but I come back, it's just a fucking shit
show. You got to put it back together.
I'm about to snitch on someone. I am. This dude flew in Friday, and then he calls me Friday lunchtime, and I was like, he's asking me about a painting that he bought for my wife, and I was like, yeah. And I was like, are you home? He's like, I'm at work. I go, goddamn, Mexican, you like, fuck, you just got home. You're already at work. And like, this is hours after he just landed. He's already at work. I was like, God, you are a Mexican.
He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to get there. He's like a dad.
You're like, I had 5 days off. I can't go to work.
Because, you know, you get the reports about like how everything is going, right? We're here, this. I'm like, all right, cool. I don't believe shit.
Yeah.
At all. I'm like, okay. And I try to keep calm. I was like, they're okay. They can handle it. I'm like, I know. I'm good. But in my head, I'm like, dude, they're fucking up some shit.
They're fucking up some shit.
They probably sold my equipment, these motherfuckers.
They've already pawned it. Hey,
I'm about to kill these bastards.
He walks in there, they're all fucking bitches in the back.
Shit, the bus is here.
Oh my God. I thought you were coming back on Monday, bro. Yeah.
You show up. You will show up. They got a new reception. New receptionist.
They got a new sign on the front.
They changed the name. They redid the drawings for the new day. Fuck it. We didn't like your shit. I'm like, damn.
Hey, did you know your stuff was dumb?
I'm just going to do it this way, man. Like, fuck.
When the fuck did Patriot Paint and Construction turn into Santos and Son?
They already have business cards up. Like, damn.
Fucking Santos and Sons. I'm telling
you, we got these new iPads as the cash register.
Don't worry, boss. We use your card.
You're the angel investor.
They said you get cash back and it's a write-off. Why has it got your kids' fucking games on it?
You ask a lot of questions, don't you?
So yeah, that's my man. They just come. It's just, I mean, they do good, man. They do good. It's just, it'll never be where.
Yeah.
If I was there.
Yeah.
You know, that's anything you do, though. You know what I mean? But they do great work, and they continue to work. But it was just, I was just stressed about everything. You know what I mean? That's why we closed the restaurant when we were gone, because the only person I would be able to do was my mother-in-law. So I didn't want to be robbed blind. And then all my fucking food gone. Shout out to Esther.
Thanks, Esther.
Yeah, thanks. She's like, Christmas dinner.
Like, so my wife absolutely hates this about me, but leading up to the vacation is no fucking problem for me. Like, none. Because I'm never excited for a vacation. I've talked about it. Like, nothing comes easy for me. Mm. Nothing. So anything that I ever got excited for always got shat on. Yeah. Like, and it never happened. So I got to the point where I'm not excited for shit no more. Mm-hmm. When I'll get excited is when we fucking land in Mexico. Yeah. And I'll get a little excited. And even then, I'm still skeptical about the
shuttle ride there.
This might be fucked up. And I might have this wrong. And then when I actually get the keys to my fucking room is when my excitement will start.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's still anxiety. Till you get up into the actual room and you open the door and then you see what the room looks like.
And we land, and the first thing, my wife's got to go get to the fucking drink and get a drink and have the best time. And she's mad because I'm still not happy. I'm like, no, you fucking know me. I'm not going to change.
Yeah. Well, that's when her anxiety finishes. I got a drink.
You're not drinking in the airport in Lubbock?
Yo, yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
But I'm still not like excited for the trip.
Are they going to be serving at 6 o'clock?
Probably not. Yeah.
I had to show up.
I thought it was like like Margaritaville. It's 5 o'clock all the time. You can buy drinks.
Well, that fucking old
can in Dallas.
That mean that ugly ass old lady that works at the airport, man. That bitch don't even want to serve you at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, bro.
Maybe it is because she said on my birthday it was open that early, but I don't remember it to be open that early.
Dallas is no.
I mean, I've flown in late and I know it's not open.
I think
open
it has to be at 7 o'clock. To because
they can't sell
you can't
alcohol until 8, right?
Until 7.
Oh, 7?
Yeah. So, yeah. So they quit at 2, restart at 7. So there's some breakfast places that serve alcohol right at 7.
Well, it's even like Twin Peaks on Sundays. You have to have something on your table that's food in order for them to sell you alcohol.
Like, who's the guy that had the theory anything that can go wrong will go wrong?
Murphy's Law?
It's Murphy. Murphy, right? That's me. That's how I am. If it can go wrong, it's going to fucking go wrong. Yeah. And
I have the different law, the think positive and positive is going to happen.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I think positive. But
you're positive that it's going to go positive
that there's going to be a fucking hurdle and a hiccup along the fucking way.
I'm positively positive it's going to get fucked up. At some point, yeah.
But yeah, but then coming back from the vacation is always my worst, dude. Because I'm never have the luxury of taking a few days off after I come back. It's always like, I got to go back the next day. And I'm always at work. I'm like, fuck, man. I was just on the beach yesterday at this time. And then I'm all fucking sad. Like, I don't want to do shit.
So this is how my vacation is going. On Friday, I left work at 1 o'clock. And I had the whole weekend off. And then I'm going to have the whole week off. And then I'm going to have the whole entire weekend off again.
Damn.
Yeah, that's good.
God damn. Yeah.
And then you're going to watch Tech play on Saturday.
I'm going to do that for sure.
Isaiah's going. Saddle Tramps are going to the game.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Who are we playing?
Cal.
Okay.
We played Cal when Rogers was with them, right?
Yes. 04.
In Sunday, the holiday?
Sunday Cumby beat number 4, Cal, Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. In the Holiday Bowl.
Mm-hmm. With Mike Leach, too?
Yeah, I was in the Mike Leach.
Were we at Chili's watching that?
Nah, I couldn't tell you where the hell I was at.
No, we were at Chili's when we came back against Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where the hell I was at. I don't know shit. You know, people ask me, they're like, hey, have you seen this movie? And I'm like, I probably should have saw that movie, but I haven't. I go, when did that movie come out? And they're like, oh, like 04, and I was like, yeah, I didn't see it.
I didn't like movies back then.
I was working 40 hours. I was going to Texas Tech, and then I was trying to party. There was zero movies.
Zero time. Yeah.
There was zero
no TV.
No.
You only went to the movies in high school with Fingerhut.
You didn't have to take Fingerhut. She was going to find you.
After shout out hours, to Fingerhut.
At the movie, you didn't take Fingerhut to the movies.
Oh, God dang.
Fingerhut. No, a simple park bench would work.
Just the smell of the air.
The Lubbock Hyatt Auditorium.
It kind of smells like sourdough in here.
you ask her, damn girl, you already pulled your quittle back.
The Arby's.
We have the meats.
Oh, beef curtains.
Damn, now I want Arby's. I want a market fresh sandwich. So before we go, man, I want to ask y'all real quick. What is your level of 1 to 10 for road rage?
9?
Yeah.
Man, I don't
You don't have any?
No, I don't think
what
so.
What about Puerto Rico?
Shout out to the Puerto Ricans.
It doesn't count. Bastards.
Yeah. Los Puericuas.
Like, like, I'm mad at that moment, and then once I pass them and I'm gone,
you're good.
Like,
you forget about
I'm
it.
I'm good. You know what I mean? But I don't.
But
like,
then you're mad at the next person.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro. Fucking these dudes, 60 miles an hour. Like, I'm not saying speed, but go fucking 60.
You know 55 I mean? Would be okay,
you
too.
Know, okay,
yeah.
But 40, and then they're behind each other. Like, none of y'all shit work. Like, the gauge is this dude setting the pace. And what the fuck? Let's move around, motherfucker. Like, golly, bro.
They drive like they're from New Mexico.
Oh, shit. Oh, yep.
Were the roads better than New Mexico, though?
They're very New Mexico-ish.
And then all the cops and ambulance, because we would see the ambulance like in the line, right? And the lights on, and nobody fucking moving, right? Like, nobody fucking moving. I'm like, somebody's fucking dying, right? So, like, do I get off and start yelling for people to scoot the fuck over, right? I don't want to, I'm not a hero, so I'm like, fuck them. Yeah. Right? Fucking Puerto Ricans, last one on the fucking road. So I'm like, what the fuck, man? So they're not moving, right?
It's all one less Puerto Rican. Who cares?
The world's a better place.
Better place. I don't have to. Maybe I'll open up at 9 this time. But so, you know, we're in line and we're like, what the fuck, man? So the lights are going off, right? And I'm like, dang. So they take off and the ambulance doesn't even pass people. It's like, just behind 45, and I'm like, what the f-? It's throwing me off, right? So we go and we go to another part, and then it's an ambulance coming back the other way, and I said, is this the same motherfucker? Like, he's not passing nobody. So we started to notice, like, they just have their lights on. Okay. The siren is not making a sound. It's just lights. Yeah, so they're just driving, and the cops do that same shit. So the lights were on. I was like, fucking shit's pulling me over, right? And they're like, no. So I'll pull over, and they just...
So if they had an emergency, right?
I think they turned the sirens on.
No, but if they had an emergency, right, the ambulance, do they tell them, no, we don't open until 4?
Yeah. Call back later. Call back later. But, dude, I'm telling you, bro, I didn't like the food so much. I went to KFC, right? I was like, fuck, I'm just going to get some KFC here, right? Go in there, and it's the fucking 45-minute wait, man. And I'm fucking losing my shit in there, bro.
Never mind. Food must fucking suck in Puerto Rico if they're fucking in line at KFC.
No, nobody was in front of me.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, they're going to take them that
they
long
to
make
the fire
it.
On.
Dude, they were warming in the shit back up? Chasing a fucking rooster.
Oh, fuck.
It's going to take them about 20 to catch it, another 20 to cook it.
So we have to drive there, right? And it's a fucking... they're all up. We almost got it. But I was like, fuck... So it took us forever to get there because how long shit is to get there, right? And then I was like, I'm just going to drive, go in. It's quicker, right? Because there's like 3 cars in line. So I'm just fucking go in, tell them this because I didn't see nobody park. I get off and I go in, order the fucking food, and they're like, okay. So I'm waiting and I'm fucking waiting. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? And then the man is calling. She's like, I'm hungry. I said, I know. Me too. That's why we're here. Right, so let's get this. You know what I mean? So,
oh, I love wives.
You know, she knows exactly what to say when I'm about to lose my shit, bro. I'm just like, no shit, you're hungry. We fucking drove this 1.3 miles, took us 40 minutes to get here. Now I'm fucking ordering food from this lady that took my order because, you know, everybody speaks English there. So I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting. Manna keeps calling, so I start ignoring her shit, right? On the side. So it pisses her off. She gets off, and then she's talking shit. She's like, well, you need to tell that? I said,
there you go.
Tell her.
Yeah.
You fucking tell her, because evidently your little ass is going to intimidate this fucking Puerto Rican girl who's fucking probably fucked me up. Yeah. Because she was a big girl, right? Yeah. So I was like, tell her. She was like, I am. So she goes up there, and she's like, excuse me, ma'am. Do you know how much longer? And she's like, yeah, it'll be out here in a minute. So we're like, okay. So I was like, what'd cool. she say? She was like, oh, it's about to come out because they knew I was mad. I was like, all right, baby. You got it.
You're
20,
right.
20 minutes later, bro, they brought the food out.
Damn.
After that 1 minute.
Still after.
Huh? After that, one,
that
minute.
1 minute. It was Puerto Rican time. So that was quick.
What did you order?
Just fucking 8-piece chicken.
Eight pieces,
bro. And that whole thing was fucked. The Mexican in me came out. I was like, damn, the towel's fucking crooked. Yeah. This shit's fucked up. Like, when was the hurricane? God damn. Like, they
was it all wings?
Oh, fucking God. That bitch works there too.
Dude, it was bad, bro. It was bad.
Oh,
shit.
Damn, dude.
It was bad, man. And then you got to buy your own bags.
Yeah. Like California.
It's like Austin.
It's like it's California.
But that's just thick, though. So, you know, I'm trying to put everything in that one little fucking bag. I'm like, fuck.
He might get used it for the rest of the trip.
Dude, you saved them. I'm fucking like, you have to buy bags here? Like, that shit blew my mind.
When we went to L.A., it blew my mind because you had to buy bags, and then you had to bag your own shit.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And then so we go to Austin one basketball game, right? And they were like, it's like doing this California shit. And I was like, why does Austin want to be California so fucking bad, man? Like,
dude. Well, H-E-B, do they bag your shit now?
Yeah.
Somebody said that at the first they weren't, right?
No, they've always done it.
Yeah, because when we went... Because, you know, we're open, you know, Lubbock style. Everybody
floods. Everybody got to go. Yeah.
I don't need shit.
Have y'all been to the new H-E-B? It just opened yesterday, stupid.
So we go, man, and we get a couple of shit, check it out, right? And we go through the line. So I'm waiting for them to bag my shit. And now they weren't bagging it. And I was like.
Hey, man.
Oh, you're supposed to do it yourself, sir. And I was like. Well, fuck, man. Kind of. I'm never coming back here again.
Ain't nobody on the south side of town gonna fucking bag shit by themselves.
I'm about to snitch on my wife, but dude, COVID fucked her up big time, bro. Big time.
She wants shit delivered to her.
Yeah,
porch.
Dude. Like all she does is pick up everything. Everything pick up, and it drives me fucking nuts. And you just don't go inside and go get it real quick.
Do they give y'all good shit though? Like when you do the pickup, is like quality, like you
know, ask
you
her because I don't fuck
with. Would you ask like so? If sometimes if you ask for the not expensive stuff, and they don't have it, they'll give you the expensive stuff for the same price.
Okay, because I was just worried.
I'll tell you one thing
that was all fucked up.
They're fucking dumb, like dumb as shit. I ordered hot chili oil on a pickup, hot chili the paste that you get at the Asian restaurants. Mm-hmm. You know what they were substituted with? Barbecue sauce. What's logical in that? Like, what?
One time you did it.
What's logical in that? And my buddy, my one of my coworkers said that he had a pickup order, and he ordered a rotisserie chicken. The replacement, they didn't have it, so they did a substitute, and they gave him a whole raw chicken.
Dude, I would have been pissed, bro.
Give me some goddamn fucking quarter legs, some fried quarter legs or something.
Yeah.
I've never done the pickup, ever.
Shit.
Dude, I don't fuck. I
would drive back and give
that
motherfucking shit
back
to somebody.
I'll park and just go get the shit. Like, and my wife will fucking straight up order pickup all the fucking time. Well, I got to go to Walmart and pick up my order. And we just had an argument. She's like, PetSmart put back my order. I'm like, like, they give you 6 days to pick up the fucking order.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Come on, man. Like,
dang.
Yeah, dude.
I've never done that. I'm too fucking picky.
That's how I am. And
I'm too picky.
See it. I gotta see it.
Yeah, so like if I'm cooking, you know, it's like, I smell everything.
Yeah.
So if I'm getting vegetables, I smell it. Okay.
Dude, like, you know how they sell at United the fruit already cut up in the little things?
Yeah.
I grab the ones in the back. I look
yes.
at the fucking
oh,
day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look at the dates, pull them all out. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was today.
Yeah.
They can put that back.
Yeah.
I don't need that shit.
I do, bro. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Around.
And I got to get the right meat because it got to look the right colors. Mm-hmm. The same thing. It's got to be the freshest.
What fucks me up is I watch those documentaries on like food
mm-hmm.
and shit like that. Like they put dye or
change
color.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that shit looks like dye. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating that shit at all.
So, supposedly, I don't know, because we don't have butchers here no more, but if you buy ground beef, it's supposed to be brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. The red shit at the supermarket is, like, purposely dyed red just to appeal, like, it's good.
Yeah.
For sure. And they said not to buy, like, the meat that's been prepped, like with the seasonings and all that stuff, because it's older.
So they're covering up the old shit.
Yeah, from the smell.
Yeah,
the
I didn't even think of that.
So I stopped. I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. You know, and I started when I watched fucking documentaries. I'm like, I don't eat fucking certain shit, bro.
But I like some things I let slide. Like amigos, I'll get their seasoned fajitas or their seasoned shrimp. You know, for barbecue.
But
I kind of trust that more.
Because you're pretty sure they sell a lot of it.
Yes.
So it's not going to sit there somewhere versus shit from somewhere else. You know what I mean? On the on the south side of Lubbock.
Or Food King or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
Food
King, bro.
You don't buy anything unless it's packaged. And even then,
I don't even go there.
I fuck, the beer, I fuck you with, go and buy beer there because it's cheap. I fuck with
Fuching heavily because they have the low carb or the keto tortillas there that, that taste like real tortillas. We buy all our beer there for the tailgates because it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
We buy like
is it cheaper even though with the 10%? Yeah. I feel like it's the same shit.
No,
no, they don't do the 10% no more, right?
No, they still do. They still do it. It's, well, it's at the still end.
Cheaper. It's still, yeah, fucking it's still cheaper.
Because you're doing 10% on the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus each item.
But as far as meat and like actual groceries, fuck no, I don't fuck with food. I don't buy meat
or anything. Only place that is United, Market Street.
Yeah.
I don't do it from Walmart.
No, me either.
Or vegetables from there.
I don't buy meat from Walmart at all. I mean, it's all water. They pump all their meat with water.
He's like, fuck it, I'll buy it from there.
You buy Walmart?
Yeah.
When you cook chicken breast, how much water is in your fucking pan after you cook chicken breast? A fuck ton, I bet. Because you cooked all the water out.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, because whenever I do like fajitas or something, I have to let it simmer. Yeah. And then kind of take the top off and let all the water come out. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't fuck with Walmart meat. I only fuck with Costco meat and Market Street meat.
That's your face, woman.
But have you ever, man, is it me or the fucking United on 98th Street and Quaker? It smells like piss.
Really?
Dude, every time I walk in there, I'm like, goddamn, pinche meows. When I walk into that on 98th and Quaker, that United, that Market Street.
That's too far on me.
I go there sometimes because, you know, we want to branch out. Our United's right there on 50th and
Indiana,
right?
Okay.
So we go there all the time because I live in that neighborhood back there, right? So we're like, hey, let's go try the rich side over here. Every time I walk in there, I'm like, I hate coming to this one, man.
It smells like
fucking piss right when I walk in.
I bet HEB sabotaged them and fucking put piss in their fucking
it smells like straight
air conditioning.
Then I get frustrated because I don't know where shit's at.
Yeah.
I like to know where.
That's one thing I don't like about United. Unite, why can't they all be the same?
It's the same fucking store, same. Yeah.
Like they put shit different everywhere. Like, fuck, man.
And the Market Streets are even crazier than the regular United.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I only go to two grocery stores, maybe sometimes three. And HEB ain't one of them. I go to Amigos, and I go to Market Street on 19th Street.
Yeah, and Quaker.
And occasionally I'll go to La Supid.
And that's off of Clovis?
Yeah.
I can't do that one.
Why? I haven't been there. I heard it was good. There, you get good.
What, well, no, you don't like it. Good? You have to speak Spanish, too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the thing. Never mind. It's done. Give him the shit from the roof.
Dude. So that, what's that meat market next to?
It was by Stennis, right?
Stennis, yeah.
They fucking had meat on the roof, I know.
But he was doing it correctly, but that's still, you can't do that.
There is no correct way.
That's how they do it in Mexico.
Exactly. We're in the United States. There is no, process.
You got to tell me what's going on.
That's the way you do it.
So that dude got popped.
It is.
He got in trouble by the authority or whatever.
Yeah. That's the way they do it.
Because he was storing meat on the roof.
But you can't do that here.
And he was a carneseria.
Okay.
And there's only one place in the United States that will let you dry your meat for sale on with the sun outside, and it's in somewhere in Arizona.
Because
they got the correct temperature the humidity for it. But Lubbock occasionally has it, but then like 28 days is cool, and then the next 15 days is not. And so that's why you're not allowed to do it.
He tries to lie and say it's dry aged. Yeah. We got some dry aged steaks.
Hey, shout out to the family. Hey, shout out to that family because I know them.
Because you go there.
I know that shit.
Yeah, I know you go there. But no, that was that happened like 7 years ago. And they got caught twice, and so they're not doing it anymore.
Oh, okay.
But that's why I said I don't go to that place. I'm like,
fuck. The
La Michoacana. If I don't speak the language that's on the title of the damn store, I don't fucking go here.
I'll tell you, man, when I went to, because I did not speak fluent, they gave me shit. Like, they wouldn't help me at all.
They don't give a shit.
Nothing, bro. And I was just like, what the fuck, man? Like,
Selena's dad over here.
We have to be more American. We got to be more Mexicans than the Mexicans.
It's hard.
It's hard out here.
It's hard out here. No love.
So. He walked into the store. Waha!
Fucking babble didn't work.
Babble didn't work.
Como te llamas?
Allá viene el pocho.
Fuck, bitch, man. I guess we're going to end on that note. You got any messages or shout-outs you want to do?
Shout-out to the family. Shout-out to my boy, Jacob. Happy birthday. Yeah. Shout-out to the wife, as always. Jacob and Jalen. Jalen's birthday's next week, so shout-out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was fucking bad timing. Two birthdays in December with Christmas.
20? 21?
Should be 20. So, no more teenagers, but her cake that she's asked specifically for, she wants it to say, I beat teen. I beat teen pregnancy.
You sure did, man.
We're so proud of you.
We did it together.
My wife was talking about it. She's like, Mijo would have three kids right now. Jordan would have his three kids, but he'd be done. And Mija, she'd be working on her second one. And I'm like, God, man. I was like, yeah.
Fuck.
But fuck, dude. Yeah.
If they went to Cavazos.
If they went to Cavazos, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shout out Hot Cheeto Girls.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody. And Merry Christmas. And, you know, love your family. Love your friends, you know. If you're going through it, you know, reach out to somebody because, you know, they say this is the hardest time. And for me, it's like stressed.
It's okay to not be okay.
Yeah, very much so. So reach out, you know, if you need something, you know, ask, you know, and coming from this whole generic media, you know, some people are like, well, I reach out to people and, you know, saying, so I'm making it a point to say, how are you doing today? You know, or thank you at your drive-in because. I know I bitched on one of these saying, hey, I wanted to throw the damn burger at the fucking lady at Burger King. But at the same time, I was like, hey, we're all going through it, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, give some love out there, you know, as much as you can. And I love y'all guys, too. You know, shout out to y'all. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's my kid texted me the other day and said, hey, Dad, I'm glad you've got your boys back in your life.
Hell yeah.
He's like, I have mine and mine. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know how you do what you do or as long as you did when you were kind of by yourself or alone. So my cup is getting fuller, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it, and my soul's, you know, feeling better. And, you know, we're me and the wife is always going through a lot of shit. But if it wasn't for us going through that, I don't think we'd be as strong as we are now. But oh, now sure. I have an extra support. You know, now she has an extra support, which is crazy because they met one day and they're fucking soul sisters. Oh, yeah. And I don't know how good that is. And she was, Monica was like, I don't know if she's going to be there because if she's anything like me, she hasn't packed yet. So it's like, fuck. But no, I love everybody out there. And even if I have a bad face or a bad mood, you know, I'm trying my best. You try your best and just, yeah, let's just go, you know, let's just go.
It's fucking awesome. Like having you back in, you know, in the circle and like, you know, doing our daily text and bullshit, whatever. Like, it's fucking badass, dude. Yeah. Fucking love you to death, bro. Yeah.
Me too. I love y'all too.
Reunited and it feels so good.
And it feels so good.
You got any messages or shout outs, brother?
Yeah, shout out to all the Puerto Ricans. I already miss y'all. I don't know how I'm going to make my daily commute without y'all.
Shout you out that to y'all. Bland ass food.
So did it carry over? Are you going to start tomorrow about 4 p.m.?
Oh, yeah. Oh. New work schedule. When I get there, I get there. Plantains every day.
If the door's not open, we're closed.
Yeah. Real quick, tell the story about the street vendor that you walked up to. Or you said that,
oh, we're trying to buy the food, and he was just like, whatever, man. They didn't open till 4, right? And I was like, how the fuck are you not open yet, bro? Like, eating. Yeah. I was like, are you open? Like nothing, just didn't give a fuck. Just and then they closed at 6. And they just threw me off. Like,
but what I'm tripping on is he's already there.
Like, I'm here,
dude. Yeah. And he's like, no, we're not open.
No, we're not open.
Like, everything's there, fucking thing, and I'm just like,
it's cooked. It's sitting there. It's ready to go.
And I'm like, and he's just like, no, we're not open.
But like, hey, I'll grab it. And I'll leave you the money. Dude. You don't have to do anything. Just let me get something.
I'll do it California style. I'll serve myself.
And I was telling JP, I was like, when I got there, I was like, man, I'll take over this motherfucker. Just show up at 8, start doing all the jobs, 6 hours ahead of all these motherfuckers. Yeah.
I'll dictate. Yeah,
I'll destroy everything. They're like, hey, this is pica in there. And then my wife was like, oh, you say that about me. I said, no, I didn't say that about Mexico, because those motherfuckers work 12-hour days for $135 a week.
Yes.
And they will outwork my ass. You know, I'll hire a bunch of them motherfuckers.
And we'll all go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we'll go to Puerto Rico.
And you need an investor.
Yeah. Let's move, bro.
Fuck, let's move.
And some hot sauce, salt, and pepper, bro. I'll change the fucking food game over there, bro. Holy shit.
The sewer system probably can't handle it.
With some patutio sauce.
But shout out to them, man. Yeah. Beautiful island. If we just get rid of them, we'd be fucking a most beautiful place in the world. I'll tell you that. If I'm going to do Christopher Columbus started it, we'll finish it.
And the J.P. Lopez Show does not support the views of someone.
Eric does.
So I'll be fucking honest with you, man. My dad was prejudiced as fuck against Puerto Ricans. I think he went there.
He went there.
One trip, bro, would change your fucking life. I guarantee it.
Hey, bro. So when my parents were younger, they used to go up to Minnesota to go work the fields up there, right? So they would do that every summer. And my mom was like, I don't know how I got brought up with the Puerto Ricans and the Cubans. And she was like, I'm about to tell you a story about the Puerto Ricans. All right. So I'm sitting there listening. And she goes, so we would go up there. And it was like, and there was a Mexican side and there was a Cuban and Puerto Rican side. And we never, ever crossed paths. And she goes, I asked my brother, why don't we intertwine with the Puerto Ricans and the Cubans? And her brother looked at her. He's like, are you crazy? He goes, those people are so fucking stupid that...
And we're out.
It was like...
We gotta go by.
That goes, the Mexican is a calm, relaxed person, but he's a man. And if you fuck with him, he will fucking kill you. So if we intertwine... The Mexicans would be killing them.
Oh, shit.
And so that's why we're separated.
Wow.
And so I'm like, God damn.
They talk so fucking fast, too, bro. Like, I tell them because they got so much energy from not doing shit. You know what I mean? Like, you do shit, talk fast. You know what I mean? Us, Spanish people, we talk slow because we work all day. We're tired. All the energy in the fucking world. We do shit all day.
And you're like, and don't call me papi.
Not your papi way. But shout out to them. I do love them.
The island.
The island, I mean.
You didn't come from my balls. I'm not your papi.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Damn.
I'd like to give a shout out to Alex.
You got any messages?
I don't think I don't usually come in with any messages, but give a shout out to Alex. I can't wait to hit up Cancun.
Oh yeah, oh,
tomorrow morning. And
hey, y'all send me a picture of fucking beach sunrise, sunset, water, something.
I may.
Do you want a picture of him with his cuero pulled?
I'm gonna be pulled back. And it's going to be on the beach.
Okay.
Sunrise or sunset?
Hey.
I'm going to be with a photographer, so I'm going to get both images.
I know one.
Make sure it's pretty.
In Punta Cana, I bought a Speedo for Punta Cana.
Really?
Hell yeah, I did. It went like a full banana hammock, but it was like a longer short one, but yeah, so I do have a picture where I took an ass picture. Yeah, I took an ass picture over my shoulder. So I'll send you mine.
Hey, I may give you an ass pic.
And he was offering scuba lessons. Are you ready for scuba?
Hey, papi.
Hey, you ready for scuba? I only got one snorkel.
You don't know. You just suck. Pull the quarterback.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my wife. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy
Love birthday. You, Lita. Happy 40th. Shout out to all my listeners, all the loyal listeners that hit me up every week and let me know how I'm doing. That's really it. Christmas is around the way, man. Make sure your family's good. Your family dynamic is great. And if it's not, make it great and make this a memorable Christmas for the new year and everything, man. Start new with everyone, whatever. Anywho, man, love you guys and thank you all for coming to support the show.
So, oh yeah, love it.
Happy to have you on, man. So once again, I apologize for the first half of the show, but hopefully it all works out. And if it don't, sorry, that's what you got. Till next time, guys. Read some books. Like I never ever left in the first. While like your vets getting the best on the earth. Breath full of perf. A legend out here and I'm in the careers by the end of my year. Two horse when you mention my gear. Low, low, low. Low showboat, nigga says Moco. Rose for the hoes in the VIP. Gotta do them all like T.I. Whatever you like, cause whatever the night. I might give you the pipe unless you pedaling bikes. I mean cycling. I was liking it. Hit me up a couple days, we can try again. I need Henny on the rock. My queen top notch. And I keep a fly girl like Jenny from the block. I ate you women. Frostburg women. Throw around game, Strasburg kitchen. Tonight no pitches, everything straight. And we gon' toast up for the niggas that hate. And we gon' drink dark, we gon' take it to the face. And I got them gold bottles, first place. No metal here, I'm well aware. Y'all Mario brothers, I'm Metal Gear. I don't never fear nothing, I'm forever here. Hands up DJ, let them hit. You're not really here. And the stars don't even matter. I wanna be
go.